We are in that place in the study of the Holy War. That war having now been executed and the prince being instated comfortably into the palace of man's soul. We pick up then at that place in the reading, the paragraph that begins in these words. And thus he dismissed the town of Mansoul. But can you imagine how the people of the corporation were taken with this entertainment? He, you remember, had just done, as it were, a display for them, set up a display of his troops and their movements and their capabilities and so forth, and did a show, if you please, of them. And then he expounded unto them riddles in this preceding paragraph, which we talked about. They said they were a kind of portraiture. Those riddles, of course, were the symbols and types of the Old Testament that were portraying and foretelling Christ. And then he says, then after he had done all these things, he dismissed the town, but says Bunyan, can you imagine how the people of the corporation were taken with this entertainment? Oh, they were transported with joy. They were drowned with wonderment while they saw and understood and considered what their Emmanuel entertained them withal, and what mysteries he opened to them. And when they were at home in their houses and in their most retired places, they could not but sing of him and of his actions. Yea, so taken were the townsmen now with their prince that they would sing of him in their sleep. My goodness. I know I've said this, I've made this point over and again, but I just can't forbear to press it on your heart again. Do you remember those days? Do you remember that? Do you remember when you were so in love with Christ? So smitten by His love that you couldn't but think of Him all the time. And even in your sleep. Well, that's where the town of Mansoul was at this moment. Bunyan says, now it was in the heart of the Prince Emmanuel to new model the town. My wife came to me when I put that title in the bulletin, and she said, am I reading this right? New model the town? Is that what you want on this book? New model. I said, it's right out of Bunyan. It's his words, yes. I want you to put new model the town. It was in the heart of Prince Emmanuel to new model the town of Mansoul, and put it into such a condition as might be most pleasing to him, and that might best stand with the profit and security of the now flourishing town of Mansoul. He provided also against insurrections at home and invasions from abroad. Such love had he for the famous town, Mansoul. Now, it doesn't require a great deal of commenting or pressing, but I do want to just put it to you. Prince Emmanuel, from the moment of his establishment in the town of Mansoul, it is his design to new model it. New model it. He is going to renovate this town. And that will be the work that he will do from the time he moves in until the end of the soul, man's soul in this life. He will spend your entire life, that may be in some cases only a few months, a few weeks. He may save a man. In the case of the thief on the cross, it was only a few hours at most. But whatever it is, hours, days, weeks, months, years, whatever it is, progressive sanctification, he will new model this town. That's his purpose. Bunyan says, wherefore he first of all commanded that the great slings that were brought from his father's court when he came to the war of man's soul should be mounted, some upon the battlements of the castle, some upon the towers, for there were towers in the town of man's soul, towers new built by Emmanuel since he came hither. There was also an instrument invented by Emmanuel that was to throw stones from the castle of man's soul out at mouth gate. An instrument that could not be resisted, nor that would miss of execution. Wherefore, for the wonderful exploits that it did when used, it went without a name. And it was committed to the care of and to be managed by the brave captain, Captain Credence, in the case of war. Now, what is this instrument? What is this instrument? It's supposed to be mounted at mouth gate. It's an instrument that absolutely could not be resisted, and it remains without a name. Interesting. I don't have our version in front of me, our reprinting of this. Did you have that in your, and what did you name it? Yes. You must have read Berger. Berger says, this nameless engine placed at mouth gate is prayer. Its power is wonderful beyond description. And therefore it went without a name. No name can sufficiently describe the use and power of prayer. And the only reason we don't know that is because we don't know that. The only reason we don't know that is because we don't know that by experience. This engine comes out at mouth gate, and its exploits are described as being wonderful. And it cannot fail. It cannot fail of execution, of executing the object on which it aims. That's a profound thought, isn't it? That's a marvelous thought. What a picture Bunyan draws over and over and over in this great work. It's given, by the way, to Captain Credence in case of war. This done, Emmanuel called the Lord will be will to him and gave him in commandment to take care of the gates, the wall, and towers of man's soul. Also, the prince gave him the militia into his hands and a special charge to withstand all insurrections and tumults that might be made in man's soul against the peace of our Lord the King and the peace and tranquility of the town of man's soul. He also gave him in commission that if he found any of the Diabolians lurking in any corner of the famous town of man's soul, he should forthwith apprehend them and stay them and commit them to safe custody that they may be proceeded against according to the law. Now we're going to find out there are Diabolians in town of man, the town of man's soul. And Lord will be will is given the charge to be responsible for the proper legal treatment of these Diabolians when they are found. They are not, therefore, could I just suggest, they are not to be ignored. They are not to be apologized for and allowed. They are not to be entertained. They are to be held and brought to trial. A lot of great teaching in that. A lot of great teaching regarding this whole matter of how effective sanctification is accomplished. In just a few word picture, little word picture here, profound teaching, the whole doctrine of sanctification. Then he called unto him the Lord Understanding, who was the old Lord Mayor. He that was put off, put out of place when Diabolus took the town, and put him into his former office again, and it became his place for his lifetime. Lord Understanding. Now, do you get from that that Bunyan does not assume that the Christian life is purely a huge existential experiment? It's not all about experience. It's not all about feeling. Lord Understanding is put back in the town as the mayor. And he is to remain in that position for the entire life of the town. Lord Understanding. He bid him also that he should build him a palace near Igate, and that he should build it in fashion like a tower of defense. He bid him also that he should read in the revelation of mysteries all the days of his life, that he might know how to perform his office aright. Lord Understanding. His tower needs to be near Igate. He needs to see with a clear understanding. But then he also made Mr. Knowledge the recorder. Not of contempt to old Mr. Conscience, who, remember, was recorder, who had been recorder before. That's not why he put Mr. Knowledge in as a recorder. But he did put him in as the recorder, not out of contempt for old Mr. Conscience, who was recorder before, but for that it was in his princely mind to confer upon Mr. Conscience another employ, of which he told the old gentleman he should know more hereafter. So he's going to take Mr. Conscience and do something different with him. But now Mr. Knowledge is going to be the recorder for the town. And then he commanded that the image of Diabolus should be taken down from the place where it was set up, and that they should destroy it utterly, beating it into powder and casting it into the wind without the town wall, outside the town wall, and that the image of Shaddai, his father, should be set up again with his own upon the castle gates, and that should be more fairly drawn than ever, for as much as both his father and himself were come to man's soul in more grace and mercy than heretofore. I know it's a hard concept. I've been thinking about it lately, some off and on. It's hard for us to conceive. It seems almost not right when you say it, but it is true. Man redeemed after the fall has views of God which even Adam could never have attained. It's a profound thought. And it's true. And he says, look, you're going to destroy the idol, this image of Diabolus that was here in the town. You're going to set back up the image of my father and myself, and it will be engraved with more detail than ever before. More fairly drawn, he calls it. Because both my father and myself have come to this town with more grace and mercy than ever before. Adam knew the immediate presence of God and recognized his splendor and all of his attributes, no doubt, including grace and mercy. But never could he have seen grace and mercy as clearly and well drawn as after his redemption. He would also that his name should be fairly engraven upon the front of the town, and that it should be done in the best of gold for the honor of the town of the man of Mansoul. Berger said, "The understanding is reinstated in its proper original office as the chief magistrate of the town, for his direction is ordered to study the scriptures, for it is thus the understanding must be informed. Knowledge, the knowledge of God in Christ, is to bear sway, another office being appointed for Mr. Conscience. The image of Satan is now to be utterly destroyed, and that of God renewed in the soul." So, much is being done here very quickly. Bunyan is actually moving very quickly now in this particular section. He's moving through a lot of things very quickly. If you have certain printings, certain versions of the Holy War, there is a chapter break here. In many of the ones that I have, the end of the paragraph we just finished reading, "This is to be done to the best of gold for the honor of the town of Mansoul." That's the last sentence in the chapter, and chapter 7 begins in many of the versions. In the version that we have, it continues a bit further. That is, there is not a chapter break here. Bunyan goes on to say, "After this was done, Emmanuel gave out a commandment that these three great Diabolians should be apprehended, namely, the two late Lord Mayors, to wit, Mr. Incredulity, Mr. Lustings, and Mr. Forgetgood, the Recorder. Besides these, there were some of them that Diabolus made burgesses and aldermen in Mansoul that were committed toward by the hand of the now valiant and now right noble and brave Lord Will-be-Will. These were their names: Alderman Atheism, Alderman Hardheart, Alderman False Peace. The burgesses were Mr. No Truth, Mr. Pitiless, Mr. Hardy, with all the like. These were committed to close custody, and the gaoler's name was Mr. Trueman. This Trueman was one of those that Emmanuel brought with him from his father's court when at the first he made a war upon Diabolus in the town of Mansoul. After this, the prince gave a charge that the three strongholds that at the command of Diabolus the Diabolians built in Mansoul, that they should be demolished and utterly pulled down, of which holds, and their names, with their captains and governors, you read a little before. But this was long in doing. This was long in doing. Because of the largeness of the places, because of the stones, the timbers, the iron, and all rubbish was to be carried outside the town. This took a while to do. Murder said, when grace begins to reign, we must mortify the flesh with its affections and lusts. Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil and to pull down his strongholds, but truly, truly, this is a work of time and immense labor. This is not going to happen quickly, and it's not going to happen easily. This was indeed a long and hard work. Mason said, much opposition to God's will and work, much opposition to God's will and work is in every believer's heart. But blessed by the Lord, the Spirit, he both can and will cast down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 5. But it will not happen quickly, and it will not happen easily, and it will not be painless. You might say the Diabolians are deeply entrenched, and it will take a great deal of work to get them out. But it is the work of a lifetime, is it not? It's the work of a lifetime. That's one of the marvels about that thief on the cross that I've contemplated several times. One of the marvels, isn't it? He went from rank, blaspheming sinner to saint to full sanctification and right off into glory, all in the space of just a few hours. Can you imagine what that experience must have been like? What a thing that must have been to move what it takes a lifetime to do in a matter of hours. But he did. All right, comments, questions, further enlargement, please, from any of you, men or ladies.